Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. With just over 2 weeks until Election Day, President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are campaigning in key states today to try to drive home their messaging. NPR's Amy Held reports.
President Trump is on the western leg of a three-day tour, coming off stops in Michigan and Wisconsin. He's fundraising in California today ahead of a Carson City, Nevada rally. Tomorrow, he moves on to Arizona. Biden today is in Durham, North Carolina to encourage early voting. Running mate Kamala Harris canceled a visit to the state last week after possible COVID exposure. Tomorrow, she's due back on the campaign trail visiting Florida on its first day of early voting. Thursday, Biden and Trump meet in Tennessee for a final debate. Topics include fighting COVID-19, climate change, and race in America. Instead of debating last week, they held individual town halls after Trump refused a virtual format as a coronavirus precaution. Amy Held, NPR News.
The video sharing app TikTok says it's banning all accounts associated with the conspiracy theory QAnon. NPR's Bobby Allen reports it's the latest social media platform to crack down on misinformation ahead of the presidential election.
TikTok was stamping out QAnon videos by suppressing individual hashtags on the app, but now it is going farther. TikTok says all accounts and content linked to QAnon will be pulled from the app. TikTok has 100 million U.S. users. That's double Twitter's American user base. In recent months, conspiracies about an e-commerce company being involved with child trafficking have gone viral on TikTok.
Tens of thousands turned out across France today to support freedom of speech and pay tribute to a teacher who was beheaded near Paris last week after discussing caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad in a class on free speech. The 18-year-old Chechen refugee suspected in the attack was killed by police. A decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran expired today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the Trump administration was unable to convince the Security Council to extend it.
Iran's parliament speaker calls the end of the embargo a great failure for the U.S. government and a great victory for Iran. His remarks to Iranian lawmakers were reported by the state news agency. The expiration clears the way for Tehran to buy tanks, warplanes, and other weapons. Russia has already signaled its willingness to sell to Iran. Russia's foreign ministry says Moscow will take a look at military technical cooperation with Iran, calling Tehran a reliable partner for Russia. Iran's ability to pay for new weapons may be an open question, however. The country remains under punitive American sanctions, reimposed by the White House in 2018 after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran.
This is NPR. Israel and Bahrain have agreed to establish formal diplomatic relations after U.S. and Israeli officials flew to the small Gulf country today. Bahrain is the fourth Arab country to normalize ties with Israel. In Australia, the people of Victoria, the epicenter of the country's second coronavirus wave, are getting some relief today. As Rachel Bongiorno reports from Melbourne, restrictions are beginning to ease after 100 days of strict lockdown.
The 5 million residents of Melbourne, the state's capital, have endured one of the world's longest pandemic-related lockdowns and the strictest in the country. Residents are no longer restricted in the number of hours they spend outside their home. The distance they can travel will increase to 15 miles, and stores and restaurants are expected to reopen for full operation by November 1st. In a state that almost stamped out the virus in early June, only to endure a spike a month later, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's not doing what is popular, but what is safe.
There is a lot at stake, and if we do too much too fast, then we'll be where none of us ever want to be again.
On Sunday, Victoria recorded just 2 new cases of COVID-19. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Bongiorno in Melbourne.
The Tampa Bay Rays are going to baseball's World Series, beating the Houston Astros last night for the American League Championship. The LA Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves face off tonight for the National League Championship. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.